please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Juneteenth is Traitor's Day. Well, let's go. Every June 19th, American patriots celebrate the execution of communist traitors Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who gave the Soviets classified info on the building of nuclear weapons. Celebrate Juneteenth with pride. Yes, this is the thing I should be backing up, right? Flogging and destroying of traitorous scum, right? Just saying. Yes, a quick synopsis on these fine people. It says, Julius Rosenberg and Ethel Rosenberg were an American couple, married couple, who were convicted of spying for the Soviet Union, including providing top secret information about American radar, sonar, jet propulsion engines, and nuclear weapon designs. Convicted of espionage in 1951, they were executed by the federal government of the United States in 1953 using the New York State's execution chamber in Sing Sing, and on seeing New York becoming the first American civilians to be executed for such charges and the first to be executed during peacetime. Well, you shouldn't be a cocksucker, in my opinion, right, Nespa? Yes, these traitorous thugs were the ones that gave Russia nukes, among other things. Yes, what a fucking cocksucking pieces of shit these people are, in my opinion. And guess what? These fuckers' fucking progeny still lives. Yes, you would, you can't punish people for what their parents did, but I don't know. Whatever, right? But yeah, that cocksucker's still alive. Anyways, this is not about those scumbags. This is about the missiles. Yay! Did you forget that other people have missiles? Oh, I haven't. Let's see what they have.
It is Iran's first exo-atmospheric maneuverable re-entry vehicle, capable of changing its course in the vacuum of space. For this...
Yeah, it's hilarious that these goat-fucking knuckle-draggers are finally in the 21st century. Now they have nukes with missiles that go fucking super-duper fast. Oh, man. You fuck around and you find out, right? Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. So delicious, right?
Purpose. The re-entry vehicle is equipped with a liquid propellant thruster system for attitude control, enabling it to perform continuous and pseudo-random trajectory changes. This forces the ballistic missile defense interceptor and its kill vehicle to deplete their fuel reserves, which were designed for targets that cannot significantly alter their trajectory outside.
Yeah, the Israelis are scared of these missiles. Yeah, and now they're not letting the other Israeli people go inside the bomb shelters with them because they're selfish douchebags. I guess there's a hierarchy of Jews, right? Oh well. Fuck them, I guess. Yeah, these fucking missiles do all kinds of crazy shit. And the great Cheeto man Donald Trump thinks he's gonna fight against Iran? Come on, dude, you couldn't even beat the fucking Houthis. Yeah, you think you're gonna beat them? Never! Yes, man, just stop it. Please stop. Just saying.
Light of the atmosphere. Once the exo-atmospheric MAR-V completes its evasive maneuvers, it is put on a precise ballistic trajectory to hit its intended target unguided. The thruster attitude control system puts the re-entry vehicle into a steep dive angle, and it's put into a spin, traveling the atmospheric re-entry phase unguided, but at a very high velocity. Its impact velocity of over Mach 8 means that most endo-atmospheric ballistic missile interceptors with hit-to-kill warheads lack the necessary reaction time to compensate for motion fluctuations encountered during re-entry. Thus, it can defeat such systems by operating at a velocity too high for their designed engagement regime. The steep re-entry angle, high speed, and resulting low travel time through the atmosphere ensure that the Khorramshahr 4 retains point strike capability, even with an unguided re-entry vehicle.
Wow, I didn't think I was going to learn all kinds of things about Juneteenth, right? Wow, missiles and ghosts and mayates or whatever. It don't matter, right? Let's continue watching the missile lily. I don't want to see these weirdos. Just saying.
The circular error probable, CEP, of this missile is estimated at 30 meters, while the warhead weighs 1.5 tons, giving it a high destructive capability against hardpoint objects. It also has the option for late submunition release inside the atmosphere to reduce dispersion, suitable for larger soft targets.
Yes, it looks like Grog turns this fucking gibberish shit into English and it says, "Oh, Exo, are you asking me if this is true? Well, let me be honest with you. The Iranian strikes targeted Soroka Hospital in Tel Aviv. And this is not just a rumor. Oh, yes, do tell. There are news reports confirming that the hospital sustained significant damage from Iranian missiles, but there... And here comes the interesting part. Oh, really? What is it? There are also reports indicating that the secret military base that was the real target and that the hospital was merely an accidental victim. Yes, the Jewish people have something under the hospital and these guys nuked it. Not yet, but you know what I mean. Now, let me be clear. War is not a game, and military targets are sometimes close to civilian areas because these guys put it there on purpose. Duh. However, it's important to be cynical here. Can you imagine using a hospital as a cover for a military base? Yeah, if you're Jewish, yeah, it makes perfect sense, right? Right? Anywho, that's the putting a doll's mask on a bomb or putting a little Hello Kitty on the big ass fucking cactus going up your ass, right? Just saying. Ultimately, the truth is that the hospital was damaged, and that's unfortunate. But if there's military base underneath, then the situation is more complicated than it seems. So, Rexo, this is partly true, but not all of it. As always, war is full of lies and distorted truths. Yes, but you gotta remember that Israel also bombed Iran, and also remember Gaza too, what they're doing over there? They're burning people and starving them to death and all that kinds of stuff. It's okay because it's racial cleansing, because that's not bad like genocide. I don't know how, but apparently you stop them when there's a racial cleansing. When? I guess that's an esoteric fucking idea, I guess. Well, moving on, right? Oh yeah, and also Israel wants us to go use our bunker busters in Iran to get them in those deep, deep holes where we can't get them. Yeah, so they want that. Imagine? Huh. Well, let's see what it says. It says, the bomber pilot uses a guidance system to lock the bomb into the target, then exits the area as the bomb travels to its objective. Yes, you drop it, like the Ronco thing? You set it and forget it, I guess, right? And then after that dealy, the first charge detonates, clearing a path for the second charge. You see that? That's what the second one shows. And then on the third one it says, the second charge enters the target following the open created by the first charge and explodes. Booyaka! And that's how you destroy the bunkers or whatever. Let's watch one in style in use, right? Let's do it.
The inventor of the Bunker Buster Bomb is truly a devil, given the weapon's destructive capabilities. This bomb can easily penetrate 60 meters of reinforced...
You said penetration. Yeah, you think you're going to penetrate those fucking things deep underground? Yeah, the Iranians be building this shit deep, deep underground. And you think a bunker buster will get in there? Maybe if you attach some nukes into it and you throw like three or four, one after the other, it might work. Maybe,
concrete,
who knows?
Causing catastrophic damage. It measures 6 meters in length and weighs 13 tons, so even the B-2 bomber can only carry two. Unlike conventional bombs that explode on impact, the Bunker Buster relies on its immense kinetic energy and high-strength alloy steel. The warhead drills to a certain depth before detonating, enabling it to breach even the most fortified underground bunkers.
Yeah, this Bunker Buster has to penetrate deep, deep inside, like if it was a Catholic priest inside a little altar boy's ass, right? Oh, yes, boom!
Additionally, an enhanced version can drill up to 100 meters, making it a powerful bunker destroyer. However, countermeasures exist.
Yeah, no plan is foolproof. No countermeasures, nothing. Just gotta go out and put your best foot forward and see what happens, right? Yeah. One day, maybe things will turn for the better. Right? God, I hope so. If we don't go to war, I think Israel's gonna disappear, which is a good thing.
For example, specially formulated cement can effectively withstand the penetration of a bunker buster bomb, providing robust defense against its devastating impact.
Interesting, right? I wish I had one of those to use on my enemies, but I guess you can't have everything in life, right? Oh well. But you know who apparently could have it all? Countries, yes. Here's a clip of all the different countries that have nukes, and you're gonna enjoy how many nukes are out there in the world. Wow, it's so mind-boggling, but let's watch it. Yeah. What the fuck? You think Germany would have more, right? You only got 15? You guys are weak and lame. Just saying. Yeah, check this out. North Korea has more than Italy. Yeah, fuck you, Italy. What are you gonna do about it? Not a goddamn thing. next. Yeah, supposedly Israel's not supposed to have nukes, but they got 90? Yeah, it's because those stupid assholes fucking gave them the new fucking how to build nukes. And it's so stupid. Not the other guy, not the Rosenbergs. Some other cocksuckers. That's a story for another day, right? So Pakistan has 170 nukes and India has 180. Holy shit. What the fuck? Do you want these retards to have fucking nukes? No, I don't. Because these guys are dumber than fuck. Come on, they don't even know how to use toilets. Do I have to say anything more? I don't think so, but apparently people are just dumb. Just saying. Yeah, look at these two faggots. It looks like they have a lot of nukes too, huh? Yeah, but they're too much of a pussy to have them to use it, right? Just saying. Yeah, guess what? China, we got 600 nukes. 600. Yeah, that's gonna cause a good damage, don't you think? Will they use it? They probably would because they're fucking crazy. Just saying. Yes, the US and Russia has the most nukes, and both countries are playing a fucked up form of chicken. Yes, fun times, right? It looks like World War III is still on the menu. Fun times indeed. Yes, Donald Trump is a huge disappointment. Most likely this guy's gonna send us to World War III just because he's a fucking asshole and he loves the Israel cock. Yeah, it must taste good, right? I don't know, what the hell does it taste like? I guess it tastes like hot Cheetos? Maybe? Who knows? Fucking guy's a loser in my opinion, but whatever. If we do fucking die, then we die, right? Just like how Dragu says, he die, he die. So, yeah, I'm not gonna die, not if I have something to say about it. And I'm sure you guys have something to say about your lives, right? Yeah, don't let these losers get under your skin and use you as fodder. Fuck these people, and when the war starts, just find a place to hide. And then when everything settles, guess what? Repopulation. Yeah. Unless we turn into radioactive fucking goo, but that's different. Well, you guys take care. Goodbye. Yeah, sorry fellas, I was gonna put this out last night for Juneteenth, but I passed out. I was tired as fuck. A lot of stuff I'm doing right now, but that's a story for another day. Well, you take care of yourselves, alright? So, laters.
He has more rhythm in one finger than you do in your entire body. He excels at all sports, except the best one, hockey. When asked how he'd feel if he hadn't eaten fried chicken that morning, he says that of course he did. His baby photos are mugshots. For him, Father's Day is the most confusing day of the year. In a dark room, you don't know he's there until he smiles. He assumes paying at stores is optional. He puts low batteries in other people's smoke alarms so they'll sound normal. He's an Olympic-level sprinter, but he can't swim. If he gets a phone call, he only takes it in public. On speaker. When he calls the cops, he ducks when he hears the sirens. He brings his own seasoning when he is invited to dinner at his white friend's house. He thinks per capita is a conspiracy against him personally. He objects to every mention of black stereotypes, except the one about black genitals. He's covered in bling, but he can't afford it. When he moves into a new neighborhood, even fellow blacks move out. He is the blackest man in the world.
I don't always drink, but when I do, I prefer grape soda. Stay oppressed, my friends.